album is sick. Like,
thank you.
y'all have done an awesome job. I mean, I think it's a great follow up to the last one. I've been a fan of y'all's work for a minute now, and it really in a good way is reminiscent of kind of like the first wave of Swedish death metal for me.
And it's sick.
In the first album, you know, like y'all kind of had a little more of a punk beat than you do now, but you still kind of have that feel in there as well. I think that's kind of a really nice culmination to me, you know, because it's like we've been seeing a lot of bands come up kind of recently, you know, that are kind of like the this hardcore death metal crossover,
yep,
and stuff, and it makes a lot of sense with all the aggression and stuff, you know, from both camps and stuff. And like, how did you in particular get into heavy music?
Well, I mean, I was listening to a lot of music ever since I was like a little kid. Like, my older sister would always be listening to bands, and I'd listen to what she was listening to. And so, like, I'd hear a lot of metal. But then, you know, when I got a little older, I started branching off into my own search for music. So I'd, like, listen to punk, and I was really into punk for a long time. And then I think when, like, I started listening to, like, heavier music, it'd be, like, when I discovered, like, crust punk or whatever. So I'd be listening to a lot of, like, doom and Amoebics and Nausea and then, like, local bands like Stormcrow were, like, sick, you know, because it was like, damn, this is just, like, an hour away from where I live, and it's, like, it's really heavy. So I think from crust punk, then it just started getting, you know, more into death metal, because that's, you know, what was kind of influencing me at the time and just who I was hanging out with. And so from there, I was checking out, like, Cannibal Corpse and Bolt Thrower, Repulsion, Napalm Death, Terrorizer, and you know, and stuff like that. So yeah, I think it was like when I was, you know, in like 14 or 15 is when I kind of got into more death metal.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, well, and it makes a lot of sense too. I mean, it's like Bolt Thrower seems to be almost across the board like a gateway band.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of Bolt Thrower.
Me too. They rule. It's like there's nothing like that band, and there never will be. I mean, they started more punk, you know, in Battle There Is No Law, and then, you know, Realm of Chaos really, like, just became like a monster of an album and really brought them forward, I feel like. But yeah, I mean, they're definitely a huge influence on me forever with everything that I do.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I still continuously listen to them. They're constantly in my playlist. From a nerd standpoint, what kind of kit do you play?
I play a 2000 Tama Rockstar. I don't know when from the 2000s it is, but it's from that decade. And when I'm at home, I can play on the full kit, but on tour I have like a more streamlined version of it. The full kit is two 22-inch kicks. I use a 10-inch, a 12-inch, and a 13 or 14-inch rack. It just depends. And then a 16 floor, and those are all the shells. And I use a Thomas Speed Cobra single kicks or the double kicks. And then Sabian cymbals, I think like Pearl Hardware, Pearl or I'm trying to think of what or DW Pearl or DW Hardware usually. So
yeah, awesome. Yeah, well, the whole mix sounds great. Drums, the vocals, you know, the guitar and everything. And
thank you so much. Yeah, I'm so stoked on this album.
Yeah, well, y'all should be. Well, so how you got in music?
So when I was probably around like 11 or 12 is when I started playing drums, and I got I think it was like, you know, I started taking lessons for 2 years, and then I got a kit, like a starter kit after 2 years of taking lessons. And then from there, I was just playing along to, you know, bands that I liked, and just trying to, like, you know, copy that style. So I'd be listening to a lot of punk bands, like Discharge and Ramones and Adolescence and GBH. And then, you know, I just met a couple other people that also played music, and then we started a band, and then it was pretty much there from then on.
There's like a particular sound that really hits the ear pleasantly, if I can say that about death metal,
mm-hmm.
That you all particularly have. And what was the big influence that kind of created the sound that you all have?
I think it's just a mix of, you know, punk and death metal for Necrot specifically. I mean, when we first started the band, we wanted to create a more, you know, just a punk death metal band that, you know, would tour all the time. And I think, you know, we had a good range of influences and, you know, bands that we wanted to, you know, kind of, you know, I guess base ourselves off of. And so we just kind of, you know, use those bands as a roadmap for what we would want to do. So we were listening to like a lot of Nihilist and Immolation, and Death. Trying to think who else, like Sacrilege and Bolt Thrower, you know, Grave. So
yeah, you can't go wrong with any of those bands.
No.
Well, what was y'all's process with this new album? You know, like in creating songs and stuff. Like, how did y'all go about doing it?
Well, Luca was starting to write some songs before we did the Decibel tour in February of last year. And then when we got back, we started writing and practicing all the songs in April. And then I think from April to around late August, we were just practicing every day. And then Luca and I had commitments with Vastum for a month. And then after that, Necrot went and toured for 3 more months. And then in December, when we finally got back, is when we took another break just to like recover from all the touring. And then we got back into the studio and we recorded in January and February for the full album. So
awesome.
It was, you know, it was like almost a full year of just preparing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. Well, I mean, like I keep saying, I mean, it sounds really, really awesome. I've been listening to it for the last couple of weeks now, and it's just it's a great, like I said, follow up from Blood Offerings.
Yeah, so thank you so much.
A bunch of people are looking forward to this, so I know I am.
Yeah, me too.
Well, so not to bring the conversation down, but how are y'all doing through the pandemic? And have you been able to make any plans, at least with Europe or anything like that?
Well, I mean, right now with Europe, they banned all travel for U.S. citizens. So, you know, we're trying to reschedule our tour that we had booked for this year, but who knows if we'll even be able to make it happen if, you know, people start getting their shit together and getting, you know, taking the pandemic seriously.
Right.
I mean, we're trying to book a U.S. tour for next year, but, you know, we're not really sure if that's even going to happen. It's all just kind of up in the air, you know. You're making plans and then they're kind of just being taken away. So we're just sort of taking it day by day, week by week, month by month, and just sort of just, you know, just being prepared. Like, I mean, I'm doing fine. I'm just staying at home and trying to stay safe, working on, you know, learning the new Mortuus album that we've been working on and just trying to promote the new Necrot album. Still playing drums every week. Just trying to, you know, trying to stay on top of my game for when, you know, we have to get back out there and tour, because I don't want to just be sitting around all quarantine and you know, not be up to par with my, you know, all my peers.
Right. No, absolutely. Yeah, well, with everyone I've been talking to, and myself included, you know, it seems like all of our chops are actually going to be beefier, you know, when we all get out of this. Like, I've definitely been practicing more and with a little more downtime and stuff, and coming up with new riffs and things like that. You know, it's like you gotta do things to keep yourself a little sane in the midst of all this stuff and all the stupidity.
No, I completely agree. I mean, you know, this is the time now to, like, take advantage of the free time that you're getting. I mean, not everybody is able to go back to work right now, and, you know, not everybody is it so comfortable with, but, you know, there is a way to keep going with the bands, and if you have ideas for other, you know, projects or other riffs, and, you know, it's good to keep that mindset of just practicing and taking advantage of the downtime.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I totally agree. Well, so for you personally, what do you get out of playing music?
Well, I mean, if I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't be doing it. I mean,
yeah.
I've been playing in bands since about like 2006 or 7, but, you know, up until about 2013 is when it kind of just really took off, and I've been, you know, playing in multiple bands since then, and now, you know, it's a little turned down. I'm only in 3 bands right now, and that's a lot to, you know, manage, but you know, I think it's awesome getting to go on tour and go to a bunch of other places and other parts of the world and just see how your band and how your music is, like, you know, affecting people, and they're stoked for you to be there and you're stoked to be there. So it's, you know, it's kind of like a trade-off, you know, for everybody. Everybody's stoked.
Yeah. I like in particular how you said that you're only in 3 bands right now.
Dude, it's been 7 at one point in 2014. So, like, I don't think I'm ever going to get there.
Yeah, the plight of a drummer, yeah.
I know. It's, you know, they're in high demand every day.
Yeah.
If somebody's looking for a drummer.
No, absolutely, man. No, that's awesome, though. Yeah, well, and it's, you know, there's something in particular about just creating period, you know, that is, I don't know, becomes therapeutic. You know, it becomes a spot where you can channel your, you know, some of your energy and channel some of the crap that's going on, and
mm-hmm.
not even just now, just period, just in life and stuff, and I don't know, it's a really, for me personally, you know, like, music is one of those deals where it's like, if it weren't around, like, I wouldn't be around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely, like you said, it's therapeutic, and you know, not a lot of people realize that. You know, a lot of people just like, oh, I just want to play, but, you know, there's, you know, when you're actually writing in bands and you're coming up with stuff, you get addicted to it, and you don't want to stop because you just have all this energy, and it you don't want to, you know, to seize the opportunity.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, don't just let it pass you by and be like, yeah, maybe one day.
Exactly. Yeah, one, especially the camaraderie that you have with your bandmates and everything, and just that exchange of creativity and stuff. And then if you're able to play in front of a live audience, it's like that becomes kind of the cream on top, you know, to where it's
mm-hmm.
like, you know, playing in front of people is, I don't know, it's like nothing else to me. But it really all starts with just being a fan, you know, and a fan of music, period, and wanting to pick up a instrument and figure stuff out, and, you know, because nothing has been easy, you know, when it comes to, like, figuring out music. You know, it's like you really want to work at it,
yeah,
stick with it, if you want it to be something serious in your life, you know.
No, I agree. I mean, there's too many people out there that want to look the part, but they don't want to work towards it. They just want everything to happen all at once without putting the work necessary in to make sure that even happens.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, and with Necrot alone, you know, I mean, y'all have multiple demos and then a release in 2016 and then Blood Offerings and now Mortal coming out and stuff. And it's y'all have been around the block a minute, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we've been working at this since 2011. You know, we didn't just, you know, get into death metal like last year and we're like, yeah, here's our full length. Like, you know, we wanted to work towards it. We had a plan in mind, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like start this and, you know, we're going to be at the top immediately. Like there's a long-term approach to it. Like, this is what we've always been into. We want to make it happen for real, and we're going to put in that work to make it happen. You know, a lot of the times, you know, people just think that, oh, I can just jump onto something and, you know, be number one, and it doesn't work like that, and you get burnt out too quickly. Like, we've been working at this for years, and people still think we're a brand new band.
Right, yeah. Well, I guess that was a little bit of the point, you know, I was trying to make too, is that it's like, y'all have been around a minute, and it's not, yeah, it's like, I don't know, when some people, you know, you'll come up in a Spotify mix or something like that, and then all of a sudden they'll run down a rabbit hole, which is awesome, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all about that as well. But I think it's important for people to realize too that it's like the people that are really, you know, coming out with LPs and touring and all this stuff. It's like we're talking years of experience behind all of that.
Yeah. No, you have to have the years because you can't just go out there and tour and expect, you know, results. Like you have to build a scene or not a scene, but like a fan base, and you have to build, you know, the momentum and the will for people to, you know, give a shit about your band.
Like, yeah.
Like it doesn't happen overnight. And, you know, sometimes if you're lucky, it does, but it's not like, you know, it's not like that for everybody. So I don't know. I definitely think that the bands that have put more into it definitely see better results long term.
Right. Well, so with that, beyond heavy music and particularly, you know, talking about death metal, what is it that y'all are trying to, I don't know. I'm trying to think of the right verbiage. So with using death metal as the vehicle to get your art out in this particular band, what are you trying to get out there? You know, like why use this extreme type of music to get any message across?
I think it's just the most real form of genre or form of heavy music genre there is. I mean, punk is one thing, but with death metal, it's like, you know, a lot of the bands realize their mortality, and it's been kind of like that since it started. And, you know, with us, our lyrics and themes are very centered around, like, everyday life and, you know, the fucked up world that we live in. And so with those themes, and if people, you know, not everybody picks up on it, but, you know, if you're wise enough to pick up on the themes that we're putting down, you'll realize that, you know, we talk about real issues, and it's not just a fantasy for us. It's, you know, it's what we're going through and what everyone else on this planet is going through. And it's not easy. It's not easy living day to day, but, you know, if our message, you know, empowers people to stick with it and keep going, then I think they totally get what we're going at.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, Mortal, the pandemic theme album of 2020.
You know, it definitely wasn't planned that way. It just sort of happened naturally.
Yeah. Yeah, well, obviously it wasn't planned that way because y'all recorded before that, you know. But,
right.
Yeah, no, it's I don't know, like, personally, like, I love listening to death metal, like, when I'm driving or, like, when I want to get pumped or anything like that. Like, that's what it does to me personally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it pumps me up, and so it's like I feel good while I'm listening to it, which, you know, some people may not be able to relate to, but then the people that are super into death metal, they're like, oh, yeah, it does me too, you know?
Yep. It goes both ways. I mean, some people listen to it, get pumped up. Some people use it to, like, you know, like, feel a certain way or just, you know, get in that mood or whatever. I don't know. But, like, for me, with death metal, it's always just been like, this shit is sick.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep listening to it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, whatever the reason that the person gets into death metal, it's a good reason. So it's worth listening to and checking out.
I completely agree.